这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I know that I'm glad to be with you, and I hope that you're glad to be with me. On our program, I like to read a story or read some instructions of life or information for you, and I like to read it in English so that you can learn your English words a little bit better. I know that sometimes the spellings are hard,And I have to look up spellings also, and I've grown up with English, so I know that you might have to do the same. I hope that you have a dictionary where you can look up words. But you know, I get really frustrated because sometimes I can say the word, but I cannot spell it, even when I have a dictionary. So sometimes I have to look up several meanings or several different areas of the alphabet just to find the right word that I'm looking for. So I hope that I can help you with some of the words that I spell so that you can write them down and maybe have a chance to look them up in your dictionary. I know that some of you do have dictionaries because when you write to me, you tell me that you have an English dictionary. And I'm really glad that you do because it's very important to look it up.Also, you can get some of the pronunciations right out of the dictionary, can't you? Right behind the word, it sometimes tells you how to pronounce words. Well, today we're going to do a short story. So I hope that we have enough story for the time. And if not, we'll start on a new story. This one is called Motorcycle Cop. Now, it's story number 407 in book 12.We also put all the stories into short little books so that if you want a book of your own, you're welcome to write to us and ask for the books. I'll give you an address at the end of the program today, so make sure you have a piece of paper and a pen available so you can write that down. This is called Motorcycle Cop, and it's just a cute little story. It doesn't really have a lot of meaning to it, but it's a cute little story.I went to the store the other day. I was only in there for about 5 minutes, and when I came out, there was a motorcycle cop writing a parking ticket. So I went up to him and said, "Come on, buddy, how about giving a guy a break?" He ignored me and continued writing the ticket. So I called him a pencil-necked Nazi.He glared at me and started writing another ticket for having bald tires. So I called him a butthead. He finished the second ticket and put it on the car with the first. Then he started writing a third ticket. This went on for 20 minutes. The more I abused him, the more tickets he wrote.Anyway, I don't care. My car was parked around the corner. Didn't I tell you this was a silly little story? It really is, isn't it? But there are some words in it that maybe you haven't heard before, and that's the only reason I used this silly little story. Let's go back and see if we can find some of those words. But before I do that, I'm going to ask you, if you're a driver...If you have a car, have you ever gotten a ticket? I know I have driven for many years, and I remember one ticket that I got. And I was in a little tiny town in the middle of the United States. And I mean the middle. So if you ever look at a map, you look at the middle, and you have, oh, the Great Plains in the middle. And I think I was in some place like Utah.Out in the middle of the desert, and I was driving along, and I came to this little town, and there was a stoplight right in front of me. It was flashing. That means that you have to stop and then proceed. Well, I stopped and I proceeded, but I didn't notice that there was another flashing red light just a block away, just very few feet in between them. And I looked both directions, and there was no cars on the road, so I continued on. Well, you know what? From around the corner, a policeman came. And he stopped me. And he said, "Did you notice that you went through a red light?" Well, if you happen to drive, you know that you're supposed to stop for red lights. And I didn't. I said, "Well, yeah, I did go through a red light." I said, "There was nobody around, not one other car on the road." And he said, "Well, I have to give you a ticket." Do you think I was happy? No, I wasn't. But I didn't call him names like in our story. The person that wrote that story did call the policeman names. I didn't do that. That's probably not a good idea. But you know, I was upset because I got a ticket. And I know that anybody that gets a ticket, whether it's for going through a red light, like I did, or even if it's a parking ticket, we get upset, don't we? Well, now that I've told you my little story, you can think about back and when you have been driving, and if you've had a little story like that too. I'm sure some of you have. Well, let's go through this story now and just see if there's some words that maybe you don't understand. It says, "I went to the store the other day." Most of us know what a store is. It could also be a market, or it could be a place where we purchase things, where we buy things. So a store is the same as if we went, to the market to buy some fruits and vegetables, or to a clothing store or a department store. Any kind of place where we can purchase things, that would be a store. S-T-O-R-E, store. Well, I was only in there about 5 minutes. That means this person was not in the store very long. But when they came out, there was a motorcycle cop writing a parking ticket. Now, a motorcycle cop, now you have to remember that cops are policemen. Some places they don't say that, but in North America they certainly do. They call a policeman, they just shorten it down and make it kind of a nickname, and they say cop, C-O-P. So policeman is P-O-L-I-C-E-M-A-N, policeman. Well, a motorcycle cop is a cop or a policeman that rides a motorcycle. And I'm sure all of you know what a motorcycle is. It's like a bicycle. It's got two wheels, except there's a motor, so it goes faster. And there's big motorcycles and there's little motorcycles. But most policemen that have motorcycles usually have very nice motorcycles. So let me spell motorcycle for you. M-O-T-O-R-C-Y-C-L-E. Let me do it again. M-O-T-O-R-C-Y-C-L-E, motorcycle. Now, he was writing a parking ticket. So if you're writing a parking ticket, that means that you're giving somebody a ticket. And a ticket means that they're telling you that you've done something wrong. And usually, you have to pay some money for that ticket. I know my husband has had a few speeding tickets. That means he's gone too fast on the road, because they tell you how fast you can go on a road, and he went faster than that. So he got maybe an $80 ticket. Now, over here, that would be like almost a $400 Hong Kong dollar ticket. That's a lot of money. And you know, even in Canadian money, that's a lot of money. But if they give you a ticket, that means they write out your name and your driver's license, and they say at the bottom, you owe the government a certain amount of money. So that's what a ticket is. T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. So he was writing it out. That means he was writing it on a piece of paper and then giving it to the person that owned the car. Well, the person that wrote this little story said, I went up to him, the motorcycle cop, and said, come on, buddy. Now, that's an expression. It means, come on, friend. Hi, friend. How are you doing? It's kind of an expression like that. It says, come on, buddy. How about giving a guy a break? That means, why don't you just let this one go by? You don't need to give a ticket. Why don't you just give him a warning or just ignore it? Ignore it. Don't even notice it. So, buddy here could be friend. Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y. Come on, buddy. How about giving a guy a break? That's kind of like, let's not give this person a ticket today. Let's give him a break. That means he doesn't have to have the ticket. But the policeman ignored this person that wrote it. To ignore something means he didn't even acknowledge that they were there. He didn't look over and say hi, or he just stared straight ahead. Have you ever been ignored? I think we all have. Ignored. Somebody doesn't acknowledge us. I-G-N-O-R-E-D, ignored. It's kind of a strange spelling, isn't it? It's kind of a strange word, but it means that you don't even notice the person beside you. To ignore. I-G-N-O-R-E-D. So this policeman ignored me and continued writing the ticket. He just kept on writing. He didn't bother that I was even talking to him. I guess it was the person that was writing this story, not me particularly. Okay, so the person that was writing this story said, so I called him a pencil-necked Nazi. Now that's not very nice. He's calling this person names, isn't he? He's using not just a bad name, but he's also taking a type of person. Now, a Nazi is somebody that lived in Germany many, many years ago. They've named them that because they believed in something a little different than most people. So Nazi is spelled capital N-A-Z-I, Nazi. But a pencil-necked one, that just means he didn't have... I'm not sure what it means, a pencil-necked Nazi. All I know is that it was a bad name that he was calling this policeman. Something that none of us should do is to call a policeman a name. Well, you know, but it got the policeman's attention because he said, the policeman glared at me. To glare means he stared at me. Have you ever had anybody that glared at you before? Sometimes, when I'm on the bus or the subway system, somebody will look at me and will keep looking and keep looking. Maybe it's the color of my hair, or maybe it's what I'm wearing. But they're glaring at me, aren't they? They just keep looking. They don't look away at anything else. So to glare at something means that you're staring at something. So he glared at me. G-L-A-R-E-D. Glared. G-L-A-R-E-D. And guess what? He started writing another ticket. But you know, he couldn't really say, I'm writing a ticket because you called me a bad name. So he looked for something else on the car that maybe wasn't quite right. So he wrote the ticket for having bald tires. Now, bald tires... Do you know what bald means? It means usually we talk about bald when somebody has no hair on their head. So they have nothing on their head. It's a smooth head. Well, bald tires means almost the same thing. There's nothing on the tires anymore. They're smooth. There's no tread on the tires. Even if you have a bicycle, you'll know that if you have smooth tires, you don't get any grip when you try riding. In the rainstorm, you really don't have any grip because when they get wet, they're very slippery, aren't they? If you have tread on your tires, then of course you don't slip quite as bad. So he was writing a ticket for bald tires. Let me spell bald for you. B-A-L-D, bald. I'm going to spell tread also, because tread is what usually is on tires. It's the bumpy part of the tire, isn't it? The outside bumpy part that goes on the road. Tread. T-R-E-A-D. Tread. Well, he called another name, and this is an expression, and it's not a nice one. It says, so I called him a butthead. That kind of means he's kind of stubborn, he's not very nice, but it's another bad name. I wouldn't want to be called a butthead, but I know that some people do that. I'm going to spell it for you, just in case you want to know how to spell it, but I wouldn't suggest trying this on anybody. Please don't try it on your friends. Butthead. B-U-T-T-H-E-A-D. Well, he finished writing the second ticket. How many tickets was this? The first one was because he parked in the wrong spot, right? The second one was because he had bald tires. Well, he finished that second ticket and he put it on the car with the first. When people get a ticket, they usually have them under the windshield wiper. You know, you go back to your car after you've been gone for a while, and there's something on the windshield, something on the glass that you look through. And you look at it and you think, oh no, I got another ticket. Well, this person had now two tickets on his windshield. But the policeman didn't stop there. What did he do? He started writing a third ticket. Now, third means three. Let me spell that for you. Third. T-H-I-R-D. Third. I didn't spell second for you, so let me do that too. Second. S-E-C-O-N-D. Second. Did I spell ticket? If I didn't, let me spell that for you too. Ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket. So now how many tickets was he getting? He got one for parking in the wrong spot. He got one for having bald tires. And now he was writing a third ticket. Oh, I don't think the person that owned this car was going to want to come back to the car. Well, the story goes on. It says, this went on for about 20 minutes. That just means that the person that was talking to the policeman kept talking and maybe calling him more names. And the policeman just kept writing one ticket and then another ticket and then another ticket. Went on for 20 minutes. Well, that's a long time. I wonder how many tickets he really got. Well, it went on for about 20 minutes. The more I abused him, the more tickets he wrote. Oh, that's terrible. Now, how do you abuse somebody? You say bad things about him. You call him names. You maybe will hit him. That's abuse, isn't it? And here, I'm sure it was because the person kept talking and calling him bad names. So he kept being abused. The poor policeman didn't like this. He was getting mad, wasn't he? So the man was abusing the policeman. Let me spell abused for you. A-B-U-S-E-D. Abused. That means you say bad things or you call him bad names. Abused. A-B-U-S-E-D. Well, the more he was abused, the more tickets he wrote. To write means to give away, right? You put them on paper and then you give them back to somebody. So he kept writing more. More and more and more he wrote. W-R-O-T-E. Wrote. W-R-O-T-E. But this is when it gets really kind of funny, doesn't it? The person that wrote this said, anyway, I don't care. It didn't seem to matter to him after all. He made all this poor policeman get very angry at him because he kept calling him names. But in the end, he says, I didn't care. It didn't matter to him. And what was the reason? Because his car was parked around the corner. So the person that wrote this was just doing this for fun. He wasn't doing it because it was his car. He was doing it just because he saw a policeman writing a ticket. I thought that was kind of funny, but yet it's really sad, isn't it? That he would say this to the policeman and the policeman would get madder and madder and madder. Well, do you have any stories about when you got tickets? Maybe you could share them with me. I'd like to hear them because, you know, I like to hear funny stories. And sometimes after we pay the ticket and we sit back and think about it, sometimes we think it's funny instead of getting very angry. Well, I'm going to read the story again now. And remember that this is just a silly story. It might not even be true. Somebody was just thinking about what they could do and what they could say, and they wrote it on paper. But I have a feeling this was probably something that happened to somebody. Let me read it for you. It was called Motorcycle Cop. I went to the store the other day. I was only in there for about 5 minutes. And when I came out, there was a motorcycle cop writing a parking ticket. So I went up to him and said, "Come on, buddy, how about giving a guy a break?" He ignored me and continued writing the ticket. So I called him a pencil-necked Nazi. He glared at me and started writing another ticket for having bald tires. So I called him a butthead. He finished the second ticket and put it on the car with the first. Then he started writing a third ticket. This went on for about 20 minutes. The more I abused him, the more tickets he wrote. Anyway, I don't care. My car is parked around the corner. Like I said, that was a silly story, wasn't it? But you know, those kinds of things do happen. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about on our next program. It's a story that's actually called A Special Wish for You Today. And I'm going to read it to you because I know I won't have any more time than that. So what I'm going to do for our next program is go over A Special Wish for You Today. So let me read it to you quickly. It's more like a poem. Today, I wish you a day of ordinary miracles. A fresh pot of coffee you didn't make yourself. An unexpected phone call from an old friend. Green stoplights on your way to work or shop. I wish you a day of little things to rejoice in. The fastest line at the grocery store. A good sing-along song on the radio. Your keys right where you look. I wish you a day of happiness and perfection. Little bite-sized pieces of perfection that give you the funny feeling that the Lord is smiling on you, holding you so gently because you are someone special and rare. I wish you a day of peace, happiness, and joy. Remember to make the time today to do something special for a total stranger. Have a terrific day. That's just a very short little poem, isn't it? It's just things that somebody wished for somebody else, and they wrote them down on paper. But that's part of our story for the next program. So I'll read it again on the following program, and then we'll go over it, and I'll give you the meanings of some of the words and some of the phrases. Today, though, I need to give you my address, so I hope that you will write to me. I told you that you can write to me You can put it in the mail, or you can fax me, or if you have a computer, you can email me. So let me give you all three ways that you can get in touch with me. If you're going to write to me, you need to put down to Debbie. And I do enjoy getting mail. So put down to Debbie. And the address is Kowloon Central, P.O. Box 70699. So let me spell Kowloon Central for you. Capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, Kowloon. Central is capital C-E-N-T-R-A-L, Kowloon Central, P.O. Box 70699. Our fax number here is 852-2457-6019. The email address that you can reach me at is zhaomeng@vohc.com. I'm going to spell that for you. Zhaoming, zhaomeng@vohc.com. We also have a website, and I hope that you'll take the time to look on the website, www.vohc.com. I hope you've enjoyed our silly story called Motorcycle Cop, and I hope that you'll join me on the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for this time.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 AIDE 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。